Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. This is the Special Olympics oath, and bravery is certainly one attribute needed by polar bear plunge participants who will jump into the chilly water of Table Rock Lake on January 29th. The Eureka Springs Police Department is hosting the annual fundraiser, and all proceeds will benefit Special Olympics Arkansas, an organization Chief of Police Earl Hyatt is pleased to support.
This is our third polar bear jump or polar bear plunge for Special Olympics, but we've been raising money for Special Olympics for many years. I couldn't even tell you how many. Special Olympics is just our favorite charity, bar none.
The Joseph P. Kennedy Jr. Foundation created Special Olympics in 1968. During the last four decades, it has become the world's largest program of sports training and athletic competition for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. In 1970, Arkansas hosted its first summer games with 283 athletes competing in various track and field events and has grown to a competition program for athletes wanting to train and compete in aquatics, softball, volleyball, unified football, powerlifting, and cycling. Other Special Olympics Arkansas sports include basketball, bowling, figure skating, floor hockey, and gymnastics. This nonprofit provides approximately 14,000 individuals the opportunity to excel. These athletes are inspiring to Hyatt, who says he attends as many of the group's events as he can.
When you see these special needs children out there giving it every single thing that they have, and when their efforts result in them winning, and their faces, the look on their face that they've accomplished something, it takes your breath away.
During the past few years, Hyatt says various people, including children, seniors, adults, and some Special Olympics athletes, have participated in this event. Hyatt himself has even taken a plunge into the cool lake water to support the nonprofit.
You know, I was pretty apprehensive the first time I did it, and then after doing it, I thought it was fun. It really was fun. You think that water's just going to be the worst thing you could ever do, but it's not. You know, jumping in that cold water is okay. You get out, you're just cold, and you go dry off, change clothes, and you're fine.
All ages are welcome, but Hyatt says juveniles must have a parent sign a waiver. Plungers must donate at least $50 to participate. Hyatt says those who prefer to stay dry are also welcome to make a donation. Registration will begin at 10 a.m. and the plunge is scheduled for 11. Hyatt says the event will take place at the point near the marina on Holiday Island. Participants may register prior to the event by contacting the Eureka Springs Police Department at 479-253-8666. Other polar bear plunges are scheduled at various locations around the state through the month of February. Fort Smith will host a plunge February 5th, and Rogers will host one February 12th. More information is available at 501-771-0222 or SpecialOlympicsArkansas.org.